no home, I know later on. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dial. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Oh, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Jefe, here to assist you in making the next step towards the American dream of home ownership. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We assist homeowners and home buyers reach the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through financial assistance, education, and monetary assistance, and knowledge, and all the good things that it takes to get into a home. Our mission is just that, placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. Or you may visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number for housing.org. Today's show will take a look at America's military and how they deal with our wounded warriors. And a local charity that serves abused and orphaned children will tell us about the good deeds that they do placing kids in a home. And if you're looking to keep your home a little warmer this winter solstice, you may want to listen to what our experts have to say about that. And, of course, Reach Radio Show's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselors. And now, Reach Radio's news producer, Ricky Snyder. Rick, how you doing?
Thank you, Al. Sitting in this week for Mort Ages, our news director. Couple of headlines for you here. The Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches has filed a federal lawsuit against Al Coker & Associates, Cervera Real Estate, GB West Palm, LLC, and Gulfstream Capital Partners. The defendants developed, operate, and manage South Tower City Place, a residential luxury high-rise condominium complex on Okeechobee Boulevard. New foreclosure filings, including default notices, auctions, and bank repossessions, numbered over 113,000 in November, a 15% drop from October. The numbers come from Reality Track, and they reflect the biggest monthly decline since November 2010. While foreclosures are down and the housing market continues its long slog back to sustainability, one report features a Florida city as the number one location for luxury home walkaways. And the Atlantic Ocean is rising, but South Florida real estate markets don't care. We'll have details on all this and more at 12:30 during Reach Radio News. Back to you, Alan.
Thanks, Rick. Hey, you know that first story you were talking about has to do with Vince Larkin.
Correct.
And his organization. We're going to have him on the show next week, so you may want to head out for that. When we return, retired Lieutenant General Robert Shelburne joins us in the studio with the latest info on the Wounded Warrior of South Florida Project, I guess we'll call it that. After that, we'll hear from Helen Krasner from the GAL organization. So stay with us. We're about to rewire the information highway from AC to DC.
I know ain't got no home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know place wrong. Ain't got no home, I know place wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host. and Housing Jefe. How cool is that, huh? We're bringing you the latest information about the first-time homebuyers marketplace. If you're looking for a home, or if you need a helping hand, then you should plan to attend REACH's first-time homebuyer workshop. Every fourth Sunday of the month from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., REACH hosts their first-time homebuyers workshop at their offices located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Just look for that great big REACH sign hanging on top of Suite 112 there. When you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you will have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you'll be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about REACH's first-time homebuyer workshop, call them at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-R-E-A-C-H or 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $35 fee for this workshop, but that includes lunch and beverages. REACH HUD is an approved housing agency with experienced realtors, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And here's a helpful tip. A first-time home buyer, as defined by HUD, is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. That's right, even HUD uses the reset button when it comes to home ownership. So there's no excuse for you to plan to attend this valuable first-time home buyer's workshop. That's the next one up is Sunday, January the 26th. We know that's a little far out, but it is the last Sunday of every month there, starting from 1 p.m., wrapping up at 7. Of course, no workshop in December. We're taking off for the holidays there. But REACH, they are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Call them today at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. If you're really looking to get into a home, folks, this is the place to go. You don't want to miss this workshop. All right, our first guest graduated from West Point Military Academy with a Bachelor of Science degree, and during his active career, he went on to earn a Master's degree in Business Administration, attending New Mexico State University, and, catch this, the National War College in Washington, D.C. Lieutenant General Robert Shelberg, welcome to REACH Radio.
Thank you, Al. It's a pleasure to be here.
I need to know, what goes on at the War College?
Well, it's a senior service college, and the war part of it is kind of outdated. But you get there, and it's advanced schooling, and you learn about the things that you need to operate at the next level of command or staff.
It's like playing chess on steroids, right?
You could say that, I guess.
A lot of strategy, a lot of...
Yes. National security.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And you were there for 32 years. You commanded all levels of field artillery. You served as the deputy commanding general at Fort Jackson, and you served two tours in Vietnam. And in 1990, you were assigned to NATO as a special advisor to the NATO secretary. Sounds like you had plenty of time on your hands. Did you accomplish all the things you were aiming for?
Well, I really enjoyed my career, and I think I had a lot of things to do.
Well, you know, being a lieutenant general, that's like right at the top, right? What do you have, one guy or two guys ahead of you?
Well, in peacetime, one guy. We have a four-star general rank. But in wartime, we have had five-star generals, as you know, and admirals.
Right. So now you're involved in the Wounded Warrior Project of South Florida. What drew you to that?
Well, I got to make sure we make a complete definitional statement here. We have nothing to do with the Wounded Warrior Project. That's a national-level program. It's a good program. They have education. They have rehabilitative training. They've got technology transfer programs. They have a big national advertising. And they do things at the national level. We have no affiliation with them, and none of their money that they get comes back here to us in South Florida.
Right. So you're strictly operating with the boundaries of South Florida. All the money you take in and is donated to you stays right here in South Florida.
That is correct. And we are the Wounded Warriors of South Florida. That is our name. No project in there at all.
Oh, absolutely. And I know your website here is www.wwofsf.org. So that's
Orcom.
Orcom goes either way?
Yes.
All right. Well, I like your website already then. If it goes either way, that's good for me.
Yeah.
But make sure that you, it's www.wwofsf.org. of, OF, South Florida, SF.org or com. And you can get right to the website and see what's going on there. So how long have you been involved with them?
I started on their board in September of 2012.
You're a board. You're a board of director, right?
I'm a member of the board.
He'd probably be a pretty darn good advisor with the experience you've had, right?
Well, I hope so.
How do they determine the eligibility to get into the project?
To be eligible for the Wounded Warriors of South Florida to help
there,
you.
There you go.
you will be vetted, so to speak, by the Veterans Administration post-deployment teams. And they will determine your eligibility.
Are these doctors?
Yes.
Okay.
And other workers, caseworkers that will be able to take the medical advice and see what potential possibilities you have for service-connected disabilities and so on. And that's part of the problem. We have so many people waiting to hear what's going to happen in terms of service disabilities that they've applied, and I can talk about that later. But the point is we do have the Veterans Administration determining the eligibility of our people, Purple Heart recipients or people who have served in conflict.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is there different levels of help, and how do they categorize that? I mean,
well,
a lot of guys come back pretty messed up. You know,
so you can start with 100% disabled benefits down to zero. But even if you got the full 100%, it's not a pot of gold. I mean, there's still, you know, it helps, but we wish it was more.
Well, that's the case. You must have seen a lot of did you see a lot of action?
In Vietnam, we had a chance to see that. With the first tour was up at the DMZ. With the Marine Corps, and we were about 8 kilometers from the DMZ. And the second tour was with the 1st Cavalry Division, and we were doing a lot of air mobile operations in the southern part.
So you saw a lot of action. And I know you're standing next to your friends and somebody gets hurt. I mean, just the mental part of that has to be disabling. I mean, how can you go to sleep at night with that kind of stuff?
It does have effect, and this is one of the things for people that have been in these kind of environments, and maybe they've gone back 3 or 4 times, and like they have in this last decade, they may be back for a while, and then all of a sudden they'll get some of these symptoms from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right, and that's covered as well.
Yes. Okay. Some people, it takes a while for this to happen. Some, it happens much quicker.
Right. Well, we always think of the physical side. You know, you see the commercials on TV, and they're missing a leg, they're missing an arm. But, you know, the emotional side and being able to wake up every morning and function certainly plays a big role in that, too. So,
yes.
What area do you cover with the South Florida?
It's a very good question. On the East Coast, we start with just north of Vero Beach and go all the way to Key West, and then from just north of Vero Beach over to Tampa, and then Tampa down to Marco Island. So it's a big area. And within that area, we have 3 large Veteran Administration medical centers. And so we work with those, and then there are other community-based centers also that we work with. But the bottom line is the Veterans Administration will tell us who's eligible for the benefits, and maybe they have not received them yet, but they will know that they're going to get benefits, and therefore they're eligible for our assistance.
How many warriors do we have in the South Florida area?
Well, I think that the number that I'm familiar with right now is when you look at all the veterans, and a veteran is defined as anybody who has seen active duty. You didn't have to be in war, but you've served your country, and you have an honorable discharge, and so on and so forth. We have probably about 3 million veterans in the state of Florida.
Wow! So in South Florida, I'm just trying to ascertain how many people you guys are taking care of.
Well, the number would, you know, I just don't know what it would be right now.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No. Well, if I knew it or could guess,
if we have 3 million in the state, you could take an easy guess. At least there'd be at least 750,000 down here in South Florida. Would that be fair? I mean, this is where all the population is.
I wouldn't go quite that high because, but you know, I would say we could definitely between a quarter and a half.
Well, that's a lot of people you have to take care of, and that takes money, folks. It really does. And what do you get any assistance from the federal government at all?
No.
Everything is strictly donations?
We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and one of our jobs, of course, a big job on the board, is to try to raise money so that we can assist these people that are having the challenges. And the immediate needs that we're talking about are, you know, emergency needs that come up, like their power is just about to be shut off in their home, whether it be gas or water or electric. They're going to be evicted because they can't get their rental payment. Mortgage payments the same way. The car to get them to work for either the spouse or the veteran. And see, the spouse can be a male or a female in our case, because we do have women and men serving.
Right. Well, you know, we do a lot of VA work too, VA loans and things like that in the REACH organization here. So maybe that's something we could get together on and help you guys out.
Well, it is important in terms of VA loans and so on. We do have the VASH program, Veterans Administrative Supportive Housing Program, and particularly veterans that are homeless, they would probably have the first eligibility. But we have been able to put some of our people in that VASH program, and that's been very helpful too.
Wow. Now, you can go to the website there. It's www.wofsf.org or .com. That's Wounded Warriors of South Florida .org. Or you can contact them at 561-855-4207. After the break, the general will give us his take on the future of the Wounded Warriors of South Florida. And our Spotlight Home of the Week features a home that can be easily yours. So don't go so far away. We'll be right back.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I am, of course, Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, and joining us in the studio right now is General, Lieutenant General Robert Shelberg. He's a remarkable man, and he's been through more than most of us have ever even thought about. A couple of tours in Vietnam, and now, of course, working with the Wounded Warrior of South Florida organization. How can you go wrong? Thanks for hanging around. I've got about 20 more questions to ask you. We ran out of time, and I'm sorry about that. We will have you back, because what you guys do is a very worthy cause. So let me ask you this: how do you see the project, your project, in the next 5 years? I mean, are we going up? Are more veterans coming on? Or is it leveling out? I mean, what's the intake flow?
Well, you're going to get more veterans applying for benefits as in the next 5 years. We are, as you know, coming out of Afghanistan,
right?
And they'll be back. And some of these things they've held off on trying to do, or they're getting eligible for retirement age. First time is 20 years. They will be trying to be put in for benefits that they're eligible for. So I don't see the need for having an organization locally here like the Wounded Warriors of South Florida to be able to provide these emergency needs that come up. You know, we talk about housing. That's a very important thing for us, sometimes they get a house and has no furniture. We try to maintain a certain amount of furniture that we can put in their home for them and get them started. And
does it matter if that's donated furniture?
No. We accept donated furniture, but only can store a certain amount because we got just a certain amount of space.
Right.
But the other thing too is we do home repairs and try to work with them. But we get some good help from Lowe's and Home Depot, and I want to give them a plug for that because it really helps the wounded warriors. So we're very concerned about the housing issue that you're promoting, but. I see this need still existing, and it's again, you can see what is being discussed at the national level now, cutting back on some of these things, and all this means that veterans, until they get a good job and can get back in the swing thing, and of course, as you pointed out, some of them are really totally disabled and will not be able to do that, and so, and if their family comes up with emergency needs, we want to be able to help.
Well, what kind of events do you have coming up? You have special events that you do to help promote the cause?
Yeah, right. Well, two of them, for example, come up in January. On the 13th of January at the Madison Green Golf Club, we're going to have a golf charity event. It'll start at registration at 7:30 in the morning, and opening ceremonies at 9. We'll have at 2 o'clock we'll have a buffet lunch and award the prizes. There'll be a lot of raffles and good gifts and so on and so forth. A lot of fun.
Great. Where is this again?
At Madison Green Golf Course. Again, use the number, Al, that you've been given out and also the website, and you can get all the information on how to apply or get more information at that one. It's going to be a good thing. It's sponsored by the Military Officers Association of America, Palm Beach, Martin County Chapters. And the last one, if I've got a minute.
You do?
Okay. going to be held at Roger Dean Stadium,
We're
getting the Wounded Warrior Amputee Softball Team going to be flown in from the northern part of the United States, and they're going to take on the senior Legion softball folks here. They're seniors in one game, but also in another game we're going to get NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball players, hockey
great.
Players in the National Hockey League,
what's,
stars.
What's the date on that again?
That's going to be on the 27th of, no, excuse me, that's on the 18th of January.
18th of January. You know what? The way to find out, you really want to be sure, call the number 561-632-1339. That's 561-632-1399. Or jump over to the website at www.wwofsf.org or .com. General, we thank you for joining us on the show today, and I know we'll have you back again. You're fighting a worthy cause. These guys gave up their limbs and some their life and some their head. You know, it's just a terrible thing, and the way that we treat our veterans. And I know you guys are turning it around. So, thanks a lot for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, this week's Spotlight Home is brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number, of course, is 561-351-8000. That's a pretty easy number to remember. 561-351-8000. Now, this property is located on the southwest portion of California Boulevard in Port St. Lucie. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath home with a two-car garage. Folks, this home has been totally redone, right down to the studs. Everything is new, the floors, the walls, the paint, along with a new refrigerator, microwave, range, and a dishwasher. My dishwasher's a little old, but she's doing okay. Anyway, it's a great location. You're ready to move into this beautiful four-bedroom, three-bath, two-car garage, and it can be yours for a little down, and with the right down payment, financing would be available for you. To make this house your home, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. It's 561-351-8000. Again, this home is located in the southwest portion of California Boulevard in Port St. Lucie. If you're looking to live up in that area, this is a four-bedroom, three-bath home with a two-car garage. It's a perfect family home for that family that's all stretched out and making life wonderful. Again, this beautiful home can be yours just by calling Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy, of course. Now, Reach Radio's second stage is about to launch, so stay with us as we bring you the latest information about this court-administrated program that assists abandoned and neglected children. And, of course, real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our top-notch newsmaster, Ricky Snyder. Rick, it's all about you. Hey, those headlines were amiss with a sizzle of juicy news, so what's the rest of the story?
We've got plenty of rest of the story, Al. Recently, Reach Radio featured Vince Larkin from the Fair Housing Center of the Palm Beaches as a guest. We're inviting Vince back as a guest on our show, but Reach Radio has learned the Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches filed a federal lawsuit against Al Coker and Associates, Cervera Real Estate, Inc., GB West Palm LLC, and Gulfstream Capital Partners LLC. The defendants develop, operated, and manage South Tower City Place, a residential luxury high-rise condominium complex on Okeechobee Boulevard. The suit alleges that the defendants discriminate in the sale of housing on the basis of race and color in violation of the Federal Fair Housing Act of 1968. The suit arises as a result of an FHC testing investigation that showed that African American home seekers were treated differently from white home seekers by sales staff at South Tower at City Place. If you believe you've been discriminated against at South Tower, call the FHC's toll-free hotline, 1-877-910-FAIR. New foreclosure filings, including default notices, auctions, and bank repossessions, numbered 113,000-plus in November, a 15% drop from October. The numbers, which come from Reality Track, reflect the biggest monthly decline since November 2010 and are at the lowest since December 2006. In the past year alone, filings are down 37%. States with the highest foreclosure rates were Florida, Delaware, Maryland, South Carolina, and Illinois. Once again, we lead the way. Among metro areas with a population of 200,000 or more, those with the highest foreclosure rates were the Florida cities of Jacksonville, Miami, Port St. Lucie, and Palm Bay. Now, while foreclosures are down, the housing market continues its long slog back to substantiality. One report features Florida City as the number one location for luxury home walkaways. A study published by Reality Track shows the Orlando-Kissimmee area is number one in the country when it comes to foreclosed homes priced at $5 million and higher. Miami-Fort Lauderdale second, there were 12 properties that were foreclosed on. Walk away from a $5 million home. The Atlantic Ocean is rising, but the South Florida real estate market doesn't care. A panel of real estate, finance, and insurance professionals discussed the practical implications of rising sea levels Friday at the 5th Annual Southeast Florida Regional Climate Leadership Summit held at the Broward County Convention Center. Their conclusion? The risks of higher sea levels have not yet made an impression on the market. But this could change, they said, if insurance premiums start to reflect the true risks of owning coastal real estate. And from Orlando, at the tail end of the healthiest year for residential real estate since the Great Recession, housing economists are predicting a continued upswing in 2014. A panel of market analysts on Tuesday told an Orlando banquet room packed with realtors from Panama City to South Florida they expect the industry to maintain its brisk pace well into the coming year. The general consensus was that home sales would climb another 10% next year, with appraised values rising by 5% and the median sale prices increasing 12%. This would be another significant step forward for an industry now among the key drivers of the Sunshine State's economic recovery. But the speakers also warned that political uncertainties looming over the economy, from the federal health care law to the debt ceiling and mortgage reforms, could dim that positive outlook. That's a Reach Radio News outlook at what's happening in Florida real estate today. I'm Rick Snyder, and here's Al Mason, your housing heffy, and our handsome host. I can't keep up with Harvey. He's got too many of these. But,
you mean, Harvey's the board op.
We're throwing it back to you.
You bet. Hey, you know, did you use the word alleged when we were talking about that story with Vince Larkin?
Just the suit is filed, and the alleges, yes. The
okay,
suit
good.
Alleges the defendants discriminate, et cetera. et cetera. I know.
That sort of makes our heads spin around here. We can't figure out why people are even thinking this way. I mean, come on. We're way past all that stuff.
Almost 2014.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Thanks, Rick. That was a great job. Appreciate the headlines there. Okay, joining us now in studio is Ellen Krasner. She's been volunteering as a guardian ad litem, or GAL, G-A-L is the acronym, for more than 6 years. She goes way above and beyond the normal call of the work week, spending 40 hours a week, 40-plus hours, advocating for the children she represents. She helps them administratively with their program. She trains and mentors other GALs and produces the GAL Quarterly Newsletter. Prior to GAL, she was a teacher for more than 30 years. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for hanging out today, huh? Saturday, we could be over at the beach having fun, right? Well, we're having fun here. So for the folks that just don't know, what is a GAL?
A GAL, a guardian ad litem, is a court-appointed advocate for abused, abandoned, and neglected children. We are their eyes and ears for the court. We tell the court what is the best interest for these children.
All right. So does that tie in with the 35 faces of CASA for the niños?
Yes, yes. CASA is a national organization. There's a difference between some states have GAL, some states have CASA.
Oh, okay.
We are GAL because we are on the state budget. We have a state line on the legislature. We're up. CASA has to produce their own money in the states where they are existing.
All right. Are you the same as the general there? All the funds that you collect right here in Palm Beach County stay right here?
Yes. We're on the state budget, and we have Speak Up for Kids is our nonprofit organization that helps to raise funds and goes for grants for our organization, and that's all for Palm Beach County only.
Right. What's your, we didn't get to mention this while the general was here. He said they spend about 10% on their administrative cost and everything else goes to the lawyers. How about you? Does that work in the same?
Well, our organization depends mainly on volunteers. We have over 500 volunteers at this point.
Wow.
And we're looking for at least another 200. At this point, we have at least 700 children that do not have a GAL to represent them in court. There are 1,700 children in Palm Beach County in the system, and we need GALs to help represent the children that are not represented yet.
Now, it doesn't have to be a GAL, like a
girl,
right?
It could be a guy. lots of male GALs. Males can be GALs as well.
Just checking.
We have a large percentage of men who are part of our volunteer system.
Right. So what is, quote, a guardian ad litem volunteer? Who qualifies, I guess?
Anybody that has the wherewithal and the interest in helping a child, in being there for a child. Unfortunately, the department, the child net department, has a turnover of caseworkers all the time, and caseworkers are always leaving and coming. Guardian ad litem stays on the case to the end. They are the one person that's consistent for the child. They are there for them the whole entire time.
Perfect. Where do these children come from? I know the courts assign them, but I mean, what condition are they in when you receive them?
The children are brought into shelters. We call the first court hearing is a shelter, and they're brought in by child protective investigators who go out usually on a hotline abuse call. That's normally how they receive the call is hotline abuse. Sometimes it's the police. Sometimes
That's where I was kind of getting. It's right. A caseworker or someone that's called on an abuse charge,
yes,
or the
right.
Parents are.
And they go out, investigate it, and they bring the child into court. And from there, guardian ad litem is assigned to the child.
What does it take money-wise? I mean, what do you have to do to accommodate these children? I mean, you have to provide housing for them?
Yeah. No, it's all in the court system.
All in the court system. Okay.
The children can either be sheltered. That means they either go home with a relative, a relative caregiver, or a foster home, or a shelter. Or at times they go back home with their parents, depending on what the situation is. But that's all within the court system.
Right. And then you are basically the mouthpiece, or the, I would say, the
the eyes and ears for that child.
The eyes and ears for the courts,
we
right?
We are then watching.
The mediator.
Yes. Everybody else that's involved in the case are employed people by different departments. We're the only ones who go in with no prior agenda. we go in to help the child and see what is the best interest for that child.
I think they call that having a dog in the fight. Yes. You have no dog in the fight. You're just there to take care of the kids.
That's what we're there for,
to make sure that's such a good thing. We're speaking with Ellen Krasler. She has been a volunteer for the GAL organization for more than 6 years. She goes above and beyond the call of duty, spending more than 40 hours a week advocating for the children she represents. And that must be a heavy, heavy task, especially not only on the physical work for the hours that you do, but on the heart, right?
Oh, definitely. I put in more than most because this is my total commitment to this organization. But normally a gal would come in and it would be about 12 to 15 hours a month of work required for the gal to visit the child, visit the people that's involved in the case, and at least see the child once every 30 days for the remainder of the case.
Right. I see. So I got that. You work harder than most people.
You can't use me as an example.
Right. So if you want to get involved with the GAL organization, you may not have to work quite that hard. You know, you can go to their website. It's www.galpbc.org. That's www.galpalmbeachcountyisthepbc.org. Or you can contact Ellen at 561-355-2773.
All right. Just correct that. The general number they can call is 355-6224.
24.
Right.
All right. Good thing for magic markers, right? We're taken care of. And let me see now. Most of the cases are assigned by the courts.
Yes.
And then you monitor. Are there any cases that aren't assigned by the courts?
No, this is all the dependency department. We don't have anything to do with any of the cases other than Palm Beach County Dependency Department.
Right.
And everything is assigned by the court. We're not guardian ad litem available for anything else.
Right. So where do you get your money from?
From the state legislature. We are on a line in the state legislature, and that's where the majority of our money comes from. We also have Speak Up for Kids, which is a nonprofit organization that helps to raise money for additional staff that we need up and above what's on our legislature line, for equipment for the children, for things that are necessary for the children.
Right.
So they go out and fundraise. People who are interested in fundraising can get in touch with us, and they'll be put in touch with Speak Up for Kids.
Right, and let me give you that number again, the correct number, 561-355-6224, or you can visit their website at www.galpbc.org. That's Palm Beach County, galpalmbeachcounty.org. You have. Would you hang around for just a minute?
Absolutely.
We have to take a hard break here to take care of the sponsors. You know, they say pay for the transmitter tower. We got to make a payment. And you know, if our sponsors are happy, then we're happy, and that's where it works. So we'll take a little break, and we'll be right back and find out what the next 5 years is going to look like. We love looking into the future. This is Reach Radio. Stay tuned.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home, I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy. And as promised, Ellen Krasner, I'll get it. It's K-R-A-N-Z-L-E-R. My eyes are wide open, and thank you for rejoining us and hanging around for the second half of the show. You know, you do a lot of great work, and it takes a lot of time and energy of your personal self. But like you said earlier, not everybody has to put in that much time. So what would you be looking for as a recruit for the GAL organization?
Anybody from 21 up to – we have many, many seniors that have been in it for a long time. Anybody who's interested in giving back to their community, in helping a child – it's a 30-hour training session. We train you. You don't have to have a background in any particular thing. We have many young people that are just coming out of college and want to do this because it's 12 to 15 hours a month. You make your own schedule. As I said, it's a 30-hour training session, usually done in four different days with observation in court, and then you're sworn in by the judge. After that, we give you a case. And you then go out, and the schedule is yours. You make your schedule that's convenient for you. You see the child. You see the people involved. You keep up with what's happening with the case. And you do as much for the child as we can possibly do and report to the court what you think is best for that child.
Right. Do you have to have a background check or anything done?
Yes. You
obviously,
have to
you're working with kids.
Fingerprints and background check and confidentiality is an important part of the whole entire thing. It's something that you really have to commit yourself to. Not everybody can do it and go out there and work with the children, but we have many different types of jobs. We need people in the office to file and make telephone calls. We need people to go out and help recruit. A lot of our people will sit in the libraries and look for people who are interested and recruit that way. We need fundraisers. So you don't have to be the person that takes a case and works with the children. You can give back in many different ways.
Right, and you do a newsletter too.
Yes.
That's how many pages?
That it started at 4. I'm up to about 15 at this point.
Well, that's going to take a few hours right there. You know, I do a couple of those things myself, and it's not a quick and easy thing.
No, it takes me quite a while to get it done. Getting the articles from my people is the hardest thing to do.
Absolutely. Do you hear that, Bob Kenny? Getting articles from the people are the hardest things to do. And it is. I know. You're on the phone with them. I need your article.
Uh-huh, exactly.
So that takes up a lot of time.
Yes.
Maybe you could use some help in that area if there were a publisher out there that might want to get involved, right?
Anybody that wants to give any kind of help whatsoever, whether it be recruiting, fundraising, filing, helping in the office, we can use and help in so many different ways. But if you're interested in working with the children, interested in giving back, as one of our judges puts it, you don't get paid in money. You get paid in warm fuzzies.
Oh, I've got a pocket full of warm fuzzies. I keep them there in case I get a cold. The number to call for Ellen, if you would like to speak to her about volunteering, is 561-355-6224. That's 561-355-6224, or you may visit their website at www.galpbc.org. Again, the PBC stands for Palm Beach County, so it's the gals of a gal of Palm Beach County, I guess we could say it that way.
Wow. Yes.
So tell me what happens when you get a phone call from the court and they say, hey, we have a child here that has a situation.
The child is brought into shelter. The family's brought into shelter.
Which shelter?
Shelter is at the courthouse. That's what the first court hearing is called. It's called a shelter.
Okay.
And we are at every shelter, and the judge will appoint our program at shelter. And then after that, our assistant director will then look through the list of available gals and call a gal in and say, here's a case. Can you take this case? And the case is then assigned to a gal.
Right.
And the gal goes right out and starts working on whatever has to be done for that child.
Say they need you're going to put them in a foster home.
Yes.
Because there's a situation at the home that they just can't be there.
Right.
So what, do you have a list of homes?
Oh, that all is all done through the court. The
court
does that. The court assigns the children. The court assigns a caseworker. We are up and above that. We are an independent organization, but recognized and assigned by the court to oversee that child and what that child needs.
Right. How's your workload? High, getting higher, low, getting lower?
It is increasing by such numbers, it is unbelievable. What's happened over the past summer, in 1 month, they took in 200 more children than they normally take in.
Wow.
Our numbers are tremendous.
Yeah, you could see it. We have a bad economy. Things aren't going right. Moments get a little tense at the house, and then the kids are...
Yeah, there are many reasons for children being brought in. And a family can be anything from one child to Multi-children. You can have, my highest case was 7 children in one family.
Holy mackerel. Small family. Woo-hoo. Well, listen, Ellen, thank you for joining us on the Reach Radio Show. May the Supreme Architect of the Universe pass some special blessings onto you and yours. You're doing a really great job helping out these kids. And again, folks, if you want to take a look at their website, it's www.galpbc.org. Or you can call them at 561-355-6224. Up next, winterizing your home may sound easy, but our experts know some special secrets that can save you some money on your electric bill. So stay with us. I can see the bird of paradise headed for your nose. Oh, my goodness. Reach Radio.
Ain't got no home.
Is here.
I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. You're listening to the most informative real estate radio show in the world. I like to make that statement. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, working as hard as possible for you, our listeners. You know, if you're looking for a home, if you need a helping hand, then you should plan to attend Reach's first-time home buyer workshop. Every fourth Sunday of the month from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Reach offers their first-time home buyers workshop at their home office located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Just look for that great big Reach sign hanging over the suite number 112. You know, when you complete this course, it's a HUD-certified workshop, and you'll have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you'll be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about Reach's first-time home buyer workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. Or if you like doing it the hard way like I do, it's 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $35 fee for this special workshop, but it includes lunch and beverages. Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. Now, here's a tip. A first-time home buyer, as defined by HUD, is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So if you've been a homeowner before and you had a little break in the action, HUD considers you a first-time home buyer if you have not owned a home in the last 3 years. So there's really no excuse to plan to attend this valuable first-time home buyer's workshop. The next one is Sunday, January the 6th, starting at 1 p.m., wrapping up at 7, like I said before. There is no workshop in December. We're taking a little time off for the holidays. But our home office is located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. To find out more about this valuable workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Remember to press 0 for the operator. And we say don't miss out, reach out, because all of these classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. All right, joining us now in the studio is the one and only Rick Snyder.
Yeah, that is correct. Alan, do you know that in our listening area tonight, the temperature will be down in the 40s. That's going to be up near Lake Okeechobee. So autumn is here. Winter is approaching. It's a good time to start taking steps to winterize your Florida home. While Southwest Florida and Southeast Florida generally enjoy comfortable temperatures, the past few winters have taught us that it's best to be prepared for the unexpected.
Well, here's the big question.
Yes.
Are we trying to keep the heat in or the cold out?
That is correct. A little of each. Now, if you have a fireplace, check the chimney, check the damper to make sure that it's closed. An HVAC professional should come in, inspect and clean your furnace and or your air conditioner, because you do get heat from your air conditioner. Make sure the fan is working. Vacuum out excess dust. Change the filters. If the filters become clogged, your efficiency goes way down.
And your power bill goes way up.
Now, also, insulation needed around the doors and the windows. If you can see light when you close your door and see light coming in, you're losing air conditioning in the summer and heat in the winter.
That's so, what's wrong with my refrigerator.
Watch that
stuff.
See
the light coming in.
Absolutely. You can lose up to 10% of your warm air through the windows alone. Prevent window leakage by caulking the frames, applying weather stripping, and installing storm windows if it gets colder, although I don't know if we have a lot of storm windows here in Florida.
Or jalousies. Remember the old jalousy windows?
Oh, yes.
We want to talk about a heat loss thing. There was a crack between every 4 inches piece of glass there, you know.
You know what else? You lose warmth and cool air through the electrical outlets in the exterior. So take the little
thing
off the off the wall, and you can buy for a buck a gasket that goes into the electrical
Plug. You're talking about the thermostat thing there?
Well, not the thermostat, but the plugs themselves. You take the cover off
where
you plug in, and you buy a gasket. Home Depot, Lowe's, any hardware store can sell you a gasket. Put it in, put the cover back on, and it seals up any leaks. There are leaks that go through. It's susceptible to leaks if it's on an outside wall. Wow. Rain gutters, clean them out. They always get full of debris over the year. Check the foundation, too, for any entry points that small animals could be in.
Oh, so we'll keep an eye out for them. Very interesting information, and sorry about those folks over in Okeechobee. You're going to be freezing it out. So, okay, now that brings us up to Mort's Minute, and he's got a
big
deal. This
is Mort Ages with the Mort Minute. Not enough people are making enough income, and therefore, when the end of their pay period develops, they don't have enough money to meet their basic needs. Therefore, they go seeking money from places like the payday loan companies. Well, listeners, beware. The interest on a two-week loan is somewhere between 20 and 25%. Most people believe that this is unfair. This is usury. That adds up to 300% per year. These companies also require that you give them access to your bank account. You know where the money is direct deposited from your employer, and they take that money out as soon as it hits your account. Sometimes they leave you with nothing. If a question is raised to the banks, to these payday people, can you pay back a 300% interest rate? They say nobody can. So here's a tip from Mort. Don't give anyone access to your bank account unless you really trust them. Don't get a payday loan. If you get a loan, find out exactly what the annual percentage rate and how you are expected to pay. Even if it's from a bank, read the paperwork. Ask them. By law, they have to explain it to you. Mort says, be very careful with your money.
All right. Thanks, Mort. He asked me for my bank account information the other day, and I'm going to pay close attention. Well, that's about all the time we have left. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us, and we want to thank our guests for stopping by. They were great. Remember, for more information about the REACH organization, call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. We'll see you next Saturday from 12 to 1. We're having fun helping kids.
I know we played it wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face is wrong. I'm a lonely boy.